Welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Kansas City and the Chiefs Kingdom get to celebrate and revel in one of the more remarkable comebacks in Kansas City history. They shake the 0-2 record. In fact, numerically, the 18-point deficit the team overcame late in the third quarter, the largest deficit to overcome for a victory in the 53-year history of the franchise. Everybody got in on the act. Offense, huge plays. Defense, pressure like we haven't seen in a while. And special teams, 6 field goals and great punting and punt coverage. Even more importantly, the Chiefs shake an 0-2 record and now are on the cusp of a division lead. We have a lot for you on the show, including an interview with one of the game superstars from a week ago, Ryan Succop, a perfect 6-for-6, and he kicks the team to victory and right into the Chiefs record books. We'll also sit down with Romeo Crennel in his office, as we do every week, for an exclusive one-on-one interview. And what happens when there's a turnover or a safety like last week? How does the defense respond? We'll talk to the players about what it's like when defense turns to offense. But first, let's rewind to last Sunday and go back to the Superdome in New Orleans, where the Chiefs draw a hard 21 to come back to beat the Saints.
Dominate! Let's go! Dominate! Let's go! 1, 2, 3! Chiefs on 3! 1, 2, 3!
And it's going to be Sandberg at the 22! Throwing long near side, Debris. Henderson intercepted by Stanford Rout. What an underthrow. The first pickoff this year for Kansas City. He fires it near side, caught by Ball, wide open. And he backs in for a gain of 7 on 4th and 5. Power play, left side, Charles off tackle, he's at the 20, he's at the 30, turns that speed loose, he's at the 50, Harper chasing, they're not going to catch him, it's going to be touchdown, Kansas City in one of the longest runs in Kansas City Chiefs history. On his own end zone, Brees is going to be hit and fumbles it, the ball's loose, they're going to say he was in the grasp of a Kansas City defender at the goal line. Tied, 6:32 to go in the overtime. Snap down. Succop's kick. It is up and it's right down the middle. Succop has given Kansas City an overtime victory.
Oh yeah, we ready now. We ready now. Watch out.
Hey Mo.
Woo!
Good night.
Hey, huh? Mo.
Great job.
Hey, that's the way to be a leader. That's it, baby.
Trust each other. Trust each other.
And now look, the next play is next week. And you gotta put as much or more into it.
Yes, sir.
More into it. And let's get this stuff rolling the right way.
Back to work tomorrow, all right? 2, 4, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Cheers!
There were loads of heroes in last Sunday's win. We could have had Justin Houston on the show this week. We tried to get Jamaal Charles, but he ran right past us. In fact, I think he's still running. But we did get Ryan Succop. There have been some great kickers in Chiefs history, but none of those guys had the day Succop had. Let's go Under the Helmet with kicker Ryan Succop, presented by Sprint.
Hi, I'm Ryan Succop, and this is Under the Helmet. Well, obviously, you know, going into the New Orleans game, we were a team that was really hungry for a win. And to be able to go down there and not give up, you know, we got down early in the game and we were able to fight through it, you know, fight through some adversity, stay together as a team. And to come out on top was a huge win for us and something that we're really excited about and look to carry that through the rest of the season. Well, you know, obviously, you know, to have the 6 field goals was certainly nice to be able to help our team win. And at the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to do is go out and put the ball through the uprights. And I think really it's a testament more to how Thomas and Dustin snapped and held for me, how our line protected. We work on that all week, protection, snapping, holding, kicking, and it's really a team effort. So that was really good. And, you know, to have an opportunity to make an impact in the game is something that obviously we're excited about. And, you know, we just felt like we were able to do our job. When I'm approaching a kick, the first thing I do is just try to have myself lined up, you know, pick a target out where I want to hit the ball. And at the end of the day, I'm just going to watch the snap come back and try to put a good stroke on it. And fortunately, that's what we were able to do on Sunday. And, you know, hopefully we'll continue to do that the rest of the season. You know, a division game is a huge game. And it's one that we feel like we need to win. And obviously we're going to approach it with tons of determination and focus. And anytime you have those division games, especially at home, you know, when you get the Chiefs fans behind you and Arrowhead is rocking, you know, those are always exciting times and are really a good opportunity for us to get to 2-2 and, you know, be tied for the division lead, which is something that we would be really excited about.
Chiefs fans, you know, they're their most passionate fans I've ever been around. And we have an outdoor stadium, but we're honestly the loudest stadium I've ever been in. And they know football and they're educated about it. And that's what I love about them is that they want us to win every single game. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. They're always out. They're always cheering. And it's a great atmosphere and a great fan base to be a part of.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Truman Medical Centers and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. And by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Don't go anywhere, because when we return, we'll have our weekly connection with head coach Romeo Crennel in his office to get you set up for an AFC West showdown. And what happens when the ball is in a defender's hands? Members of the defense, sit with us and explain.
Since the 1970s, the percentage of overweight children has tripled in the United States. That's why the Chiefs and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City have teamed up to create the Chiefs Sports Lab powered by Blue KC. Located inside Arrowhead Stadium, the Sports Lab is an interactive environment where children of all ages can learn how to make healthy choices through diet, exercise, and injury prevention. Take a stand against childhood obesity by visiting the Chiefs Sports Lab powered by Blue KC today. Go to goarrowhead.com and click on tours.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Last week, Kansas City was down 24-6 late in the third quarter on the road. And Kansas City with an 0-2 record, it looked like the season was on the line and the team needed a spark. Rachel Sanchi, our KCChiefs.com reporter, found the ignition switch.
Last week, the Chiefs were winless. They were looking for answers to what seemed to be tough questions. They were looking for a spark to ignite the flame that had burned so brightly in this team in the last few weeks of 2011. And they were looking to be back in the divisional hunt. This spark was found in New Orleans, and in the most likely of places. Coming into the 2012 season, one of the biggest question marks was, could Jamaal Charles return to the form that made him one of the league's elite backs? In 2010, Charles fueled a league-leading rushing attack that was the core of the Chiefs' success. In 2011, Charles suffered a season-ending ACL injury in week 2 against the Detroit Lions, and that is where the reset button on his talent seemed to be pressed. How would he recover, and how fast would that recovery come? It would be in St. Joe at training camp that Chiefs fans would see their first glimpse. But camp is just that, camp. It would take a game situation for Charles to show the fans, the team, and ultimately himself that he could regain the strides and fluid cuts that made him a feature back and one of the most dangerous weapons the Chiefs possess. Sunday was a great showcase to the Chiefs' kingdom that Jamaal has progressed quickly and has regained what he once had. Down by several scores, most counted the Chiefs out, and those who didn't were probably doubting that a team that had fell behind in its first two games of the season could turn around an 18-point deficit on the road while facing a starving, Drew Brees-led New Orleans Saints. And then the ball was handed off to Charles. Charles carried the ball 39 times for 233 yards on the day and pounded out a Herculean effort that ranked amongst the very best in NFL history. Adding 6 receptions for 55 yards, Jamal joined Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown as the only players in NFL history to record at least 225 rushing yards and 50 receiving yards in the same game. That's good company and good news for the Chiefs. This week, they find the comforts of home as they look for their first victory at Arrowhead in 2012. Did I mention that a win this week would put the Chiefs in a tie for first place? You can bet the fans will be ready, the team will be ready, and Jamal Charles looks as ready as ever.
Hey, it's time to play division football. That means we need to go to the office of the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Romeo Crennel. Your locker room speech has been seen a lot this week, and it was riveting. The next play is the next game. What about taking last week and making it a great week this week?
Well, that's what we're going to try to do, Mitch. I think that the players have a little confidence after the way we won the game last week. And so we need to build on that. So I'm telling them that they're not very good. They haven't done anything, and that we got to work harder. We got to play better to give ourselves a chance this week.
If you beat San Diego, you'll be tied for first in the division. What about playing division football this week?
Well, division football is tremendously important because you have to win your division to make it to the playoffs. And you have to get to the playoffs to give yourself a chance to get to the big dance. It's a division game. It's a division rivalry. And we want to win the game. And that's the big key. All right, let's just win another game.
How much of a step forward did you take last week defensively? I mean, everybody saw the pressure, the safeties you get to take away. But how much did you move forward as a team defensively last week?
Well, I think the whole team moved forward on every phase. The special teams and the coverage units, they were so much better. The defense was improved. Offensively, we were able to move the ball and run the ball, even though we didn't score as many points as we wanted to or should have. But I thought our team grew as a team and understanding of what it takes to play at this level and to win at this level.
You lead the NFL by a wide margin in running the ball, but you're up against a good front seven this week in San Diego. What about effectively running the ball in this game?
Well, hopefully we can get that done. One of the good things we have going for us is they play a 3-4 just like we do, and our guys have been practicing against a 3-4 ever since training camp. So hopefully that'll pay some dividends for us.
Don't go away. You're going to like this because after the break, we sit down with a group of Chiefs defenders that simply bullied the Saints, and we'll talk about turning defense into offense.
Women, 40 years and older.
84.3%.
More women. Women, 40 years and older, are getting mammograms, which can save their lives.
84.3%. That is the average survival rate for Kansas and Missouri.
More women are battling this disease, and the survival rate is rising.
Help continue the trend. Join the Kansas City Chiefs, Hy-Vee, and the University of Kansas Cancer Center and schedule a screening today. It can save your life.
Welcome back to the show. Down through the years, 5 decades of football in Kansas City with the Chiefs, fans have learned to appreciate great defense. Last week in New Orleans, it was like handing the fans a menu. What would you like? An interception? Stanford route gave the Chiefs their first takeaway of the year. Justin Houston and Derek Johnson were unblockable, and Kansas City fueled an 18-point rally with some outstanding defense. But even better yet, the defense turned into offense.
When the defense turns into offense, you just go back to what you know. You know, you go back to that backyard football when you was in high school, little league.
When defense turns into offense, then that kid comes out of you.
I quickly turn back into my, you know, my receiving days. I try to get to the end zone, find the best way of getting to the end zone.
Man, there's so many different emotions that go through your head. First, you feel like a little kid in the candy store because the defensive guys don't score as much. So when you get an opportunity, knowing you're about to score, you want to do a celebration dance. But once it happens too quick, you forget your little celebration dance. So just with the first thing that pop on your head, you just doing that touchdown.
Wallace looking to the near sideline. It's intercepted. Brendan Flowers open field. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
It's one of those times where you can actually show your running back skills, receiver skills, and definitely go and, you know, take out or go make a nice block on, you know, anybody on the offense.
You know, a lot of guys on defense play offense when they were younger. So, you know, we have that offensive mentality, but we just happen to be on the defensive side of the ball. You know, a lot of people say that defensive players can't catch, but we can catch real good. You know, we just happen to be on the defensive. It's a choice. You know, it's a choice. I chose to play on defense. So when I get the ball, it's like instant offense. And that's something I love to do. I love trying to get in the end zone. Who doesn't want to score a touchdown?
Every time I get my hands on the ball, I'm thinking pick six.
You've done your job, obviously, as a defender, getting the interception, picking up a fumble. So being careful, and when I say careful, I mean holding on to the ball. You get to go back to your little league days, get as much as you can. I'm not saying go out there and act a fool, but get as much as you can, and it's your reward because you just got something done.
I mean, that's the goal, right? You want to control the ball, and any time that you can create a turnover on defense, you have a huge swing in momentum. You give your team an opportunity and probably good field position to get a good score. The crowd goes crazy.
Roethlisberger pumps once, fires a wobbly pass, intercepted in the end zone. It's Studebaker, and here he comes. Studebaker at the 30-yard line. He's at the 40. He can run. 15, 10. He's down to the 7-yard line.
I've always been the guy to have want the ball in my hands. And, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, I just take it from people now.
Rivers against pressure, firing a wobbly pass to the near side, intercepted by Barry. He gets both feet inbounds like a wide receiver.
Every time defensive guy has the ball, you want to get into the end zone, make it easy for our offense. The crowd is going wild, so you can't hear anything. You just try to go block somebody.
It definitely feel like we have the 12th man because the fans are behind us so much, and they feel like we got an extra person pushing us to make the right and left cut to try to get the ball into the end zone.
Sprint down the field, run to the sideline. You know, try to take a shot at somebody, especially when, you know, those guys have been taking a shot against us.
You know, sometimes the game's on the line and you don't always know when those opportunities are going to come up, when the opportunity for a big turnover is going to come up. Sometimes it happens early in the game, sometimes it happens late.
First and 10 at the 15-yard line. Rivers offside, fumbles the snap. There is a pileup at the 16-yard line. Kansas City's got the football. Studebaker's got the ball.
It's just an exciting moment, you know, to hear the team camaraderie, how happy the team is, and most of all, to hear our fans, how crazy they go, how loud Arrowhead gets when a touchdown is scored, your interception, getting your hand on the ball, period.
I can remember against Jacksonville where I picked off the ball and ran it in, and I just had to jump in the stands. I mean, the crowd is so inviting, you know, you just want to be a part of it. So
when you can get the ball in your hands as a defensive back, you're looking for end zone, man. There's no other feeling than getting in that end zone, celebrating with your teammates. If you're at home, the crowd erupts. When you're on the road, you can take the life out of the crowd. So it's like when the ball is in your hands, you can control so much of the game at that split second.
When a turnover does happen, we got to protect the ball carrier, you know. And every defensive player wants to score. So we're going to do all we can to help them score. Or we'll hear it in the meeting room, you know, from Rack and our coaches. But, I mean, interception, fumble recovery, the crowd goes wild, it gets real loud, and they play Chiefs football.
Pull up to the game, and all I smell is barbecue. I see everybody with their jerseys on, just out tailgating. Everybody's yelling, honking their horns in their cars, offering me barbecue on the way before the game. I mean, everybody's just friendly. I mean, it's just a wonderful city to play football in, man. Our fans are good in the stadium and out of the stadium. They just treat everybody with respect, and you gotta love that. This city is built like a family. This is a great place to be, and I love it.
You want it, we provide it. Our award-winning 65 TPT crew brings you something each and every day on KCChiefs.com. The Red and Gold Show with Shauna Hill keeps you up to date with the Chiefs in the community. Our Chiefs Live show gives you everything you need, nuts and bolts, about the past game, the week of practice, and going into the next game. Plus, the Chiefs Kingdom travels the globe to show you the passion of the best fans in the National Football League. And you can find it all each and every day on KCChiefs.com. It's division football time. The Chargers come to town, and if Kansas City can win, they will tie San Diego for first in the AFC West. But last weekend, not only was it a win over the Saints, it was a history weekend for the Kansas City organization. Our 65 TPT crew won no less than 11 Emmys. That's 18 in 2 years. Led by the remarkable Vice President of Media and Marketing, Rob Alberino, our 65 TPT crew works every day to try to bring you the best in what you love about this Kansas City Chiefs team. And we're just getting started. There is no one here that's going to be satisfied as we march on to a championship. Next week, the Baltimore Ravens come to town to complete the two-game homestand. Should be physical, it should be tough, and we'll get you ready right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider has been brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers, and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.